Fortuna's budget needs more revenue to support essential services, making permitting of retail cannabis, an option repeatedly rejected in previous years, look appealing. Budget outlook and potential revenue generation was considered at the Fortuna City Council's April 21st meeting, with a variety of options on the table. They included sales tax measures, the most viable being a general purpose tax, which would only need a simple majority vote. But a general purpose sales tax measure, Measure P, was attempted in last November's election and was rejected by 57%. Included in staff recommendations was forming a council revenue generation ad hoc committee to consider all the options. Drafting a cannabis ordinance that would open the door to retail cannabis businesses got support. Councilmember Kyle Conley described inviting the cannabis industry as the most accessible option.
I think we need to explore all these options. I think the easiest one to explore, the quickest for me at least, is the cannabis industry. Those people are already taxing themselves by buying it somewhere else. So why not just bring that money back to Fortuna? That's to me the easiest one to start, because somebody's already paying that tax. They're already doing it. They're just doing it to another city or municipality that their money's going somewhere else. I think the rest of them, and seeing how Measure P failed, I think that is again, I believe with your discussion there, it's a hard thing for people to see that tax, but I think it is something that we need to work for and definitely have this ad hoc committee.
Councilmember Carlos Diaz agreed, saying, quote, "The retail cannabis is the easiest one to approach and pursue," and he added, quote, "If it's feasible, that would be great." It's an idea that the council has already nodded to, having directed staff to prioritize development of a cannabis ordinance last February. City Manager Amy Nilsson talked about how much revenue each retail cannabis business operating in the city could generate per year.
It's good to explore all of our options, because we do have great staff that we want to keep and retain. And so, you know, your city can start small with a cannabis ordinance, only permitting one to two or three, depending on your comfort level. And so what starts out as $15,000, you know, slowly moves up to $45,000. It's money you didn't have before. And I would also like to point out that the city of Rio Del historically has not been competitive with Fortuna. And part of the reason they are now competitive with Fortuna is because they did pursue cannabis and Fortuna chose not to.
The presentation by Nilsson outlined a budget impacted by limited revenue growth and rising costs. She said expenses are outpacing revenue by $235,000 and described the impact.
The state of the budget and limited revenue growth have constricted investment in vital services, such as public safety, and is seen by the fact that this city was unable to invest in cost of living increases for police for upcoming fiscal years, and instead were able to offer a one-time dollars using city savings, known as stipends. Limited investment also contributes to an increase in citywide turnover, which we will discuss a little further in this presentation, particularly with increased employee turnover. It's critical to evaluate the compensation to determine a city's competitiveness in the marketplace.
During a public comment period, Fortuna Police Association President Justin Premierfore said the city's police department is at minimum staffing levels. A motion to appoint Mayor Mike Johnson and Councilmember Tammy Trent to the ad hoc committee and to direct staff to further analyze the options and develop implementation plans for them was unanimously approved. The meeting was the first for Councilmember Abe Stevens. He's the owner of Humboldt Distillery in Fortuna, and he was sworn in immediately after his appointment was approved during a special meeting. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.